Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much. Chris K. writes, 8:45 today. Freebeer basically says people don't like to play him in trivia because they don't like him. Then he says, it's a real quick comment, but I'm sure you can do something with it. Oh, yeah. Rest assured, we will have that. Also, I wanted to park on this real quick before I conclude discussing our pals, Freebeer and Hot Wings. Kelly Cheese, I'm pretty sure, took a hard run at producer Joe. And I have, I'm getting the video, and I'm going to post it to my social media, and we'll review it here when I get it all edited the way it needs to be edited. But she basically was talking about what she would say to him, and it was bad. Rich says she took a hard run at Ross as well. Yeah, when? You got to let me know, because then I got to tell Ross. Okay, please. When was that? Was it the same segment that she did what I was just describing? Poor Ross. God, it must have been a real nightmare to have to run away to a faraway place. Rich says basically accusing him of leaving her for his ex-wife. Then he says it was this week. I'll try to find it. Yeah, just so you know. In the future, if you hear that, immediately drop what you're doing and let me know. I gotta hear this shit, because then I gotta pass it off to Ross. If I communicate that with him, he likes to know these things. I talk to Ross more than she does. Ross is great. He did something. He shared voicemails that she left for him. Like, the divorce happens 1 year ago, or the start of it, like, legally. And then time passes. And then you know how, like, you break up and you still want to rekindle? Well, she was doing just that, but he didn't want anything to do with her. So she would leave voicemails for him, and then he would send them to me. And now you're like, EZ, why aren't you playing those? Well, I don't know if that's a great idea for me to do that. There may come a day that I do, but yes, that actually happened. And despite the divorce and leaving you and going to another state to be as far away from you as possible, which is remarkable, she's still reaching out to him asking for cock. Dolphus says, are you still holding out for Kelly to join the show? Absolutely. As you know, I love Kelly. She is my favorite member of that show. She's the only one worth listening to. And I've got nothing but good feelings for her. Matt says, does she talk dirty and make those sexy noises? Yeah, none of your business. None of your business. Okay. I'm going to take a break and come back with more of this show. I don't want you to go anywhere. If Adam Bush was here, he could tell great jokes. All right. I will be back. All right. During the break, I sent off the voicemail to one member of the audience. Somebody reached out to me via text. Said, EZ, please share that with me. And I did. So one of you who is in the live chat right now has heard that voicemail. This is what I'm going to do. I will put the voicemail on Patreon, and there is a function that, you know, you have to like pay for it. So I'm going to charge $1,000 to hear that voicemail. All right, so there you go. Another reason to check me out on Patreon. I'm kidding. I'm not even going to do that. But I did send it off to one of you. All right. Thank you so much for being here. Feels like a Friday for me because I have been so damn busy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And here we are on Thursday. I don't have shit to do after these shows. Feel good about that. Okay. If you are watching the show on Facebook and YouTube, I'm going to kick you out. The rest of it is at Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or download the Twitch app. Sign up on Patreon for the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? It was a great show. The audio will be posted sometime today, as will the audio for the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Sign up for free 7 days, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Amy says, is today the day for a pizza nap? I don't know. I feel excellent. I mean, as of right now, I feel wonderful. The energy is high. The eating has been on point this week. The exercise has been on point this week. I've dropped 10 pounds in the last 2 weeks. I feel good about that. I wasn't proud of it, and I haven't shared it, but I got up to 195. Right now, I'm at 184.6. P90X schedule is today it is shoulders, buys, tries. Yesterday was plyometrics. And I've had 3 solid weeks of exercise. It's been good, really good. And the best part is my clothes are starting to fit again. So I feel great about that. I mean, if I'm going to sit here and try to encourage people to lose weight and I like they're getting smaller and I'm getting larger. Oh boy. You know, this is what I'm getting back to, you know, these periods of time where I'm aging more rapidly. I see my face is changing dramatically. I'm getting bags under my eyes regularly. My hair is white. I'm getting wrinkles. And I'm even getting turkey neck. Okay? And I think if I continue to lose weight, you see this down here? This is like turkey balls. And the skin is crepey-like. It's because I'm losing elasticity. I'm aging dramatically in front of people. So I have to do everything I can to just, you know, tighten up and get stronger. Because I think as the fat falls off, I'm going to look even more like shit. Like there was a scene in Saving Private Ryan when they freed the prisoners out of the concentration camp. Those actors look better than me. So I think it's going to get a lot worse. Molly says, easy, you always look fine. Well, I appreciate that. Fine is about, I will take fine. Because fine, it used to mean something. Like fine wine. It doesn't mean that anymore. It means fine. Megan says, the turkey neck gets worse if you're dehydrated. Chris says, yeah, I'd still fuck you, EZ. Thank you. I appreciate that. I love that very much. Matt says, didn't Elon say concentration camps were fake news? I'm glad you brought that up because we've got a local dude who I'm going to talk about who's doing that exact same thing. So I'm going to kick you folks out, YouTube, Facebook, thank you. When all else fails, the walk up and down the stairs for an hour thing works. Thank you. I have some sponsors that I want to mention. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage reminds you that if you are thinking about getting a mortgage, get pre-approved today. Buy the home now. Refinance it later. 231-332-6505. No matter where you are in the U.S., this is who you want to reach out to. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Their great team will make sure that all of your questions are answered and get you pre-approved quickly. Please include the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage in your conversation and in the process. Because, you know, you're probably going to bang on two or three doors for mortgages. You'll go with the best one. I promise you, you will go with Mario. 231-332-6505. When it comes to cannabis, please consider. Hang on a second. I got to get this. I put a stink bug in this coffee mug like 3 days ago, and he's still in there, and I feel bad. So this is going to be cringe of the week, but hang right there. I got to throw him out the window. I just remembered. Like, here he is. These things come out in droves in this room for some reason. I don't know why. Like, legit, he was, like, on the microphone a couple days ago. I put him in the coffee mug and then forgot about the poor bastard. Okay. Where was I? Green Medicine Shop. TheGreenMedicineShop.com. That's who you want to reach out to when it comes to all of your cannabis that you may enjoy. Go to the website, TheGreenMedicineShop.com, for the latest dope deals. And you will be good to go. TheGreenMedicineShop.com. Okay. So this guy, and you know, I've talked about where I live, Ottawa County. You got right, you got left, and then you got this bunch. You get a lot of really stupid idiots that live around me. And this guy is the new clubhouse leader. His name is Ryan Anderson. He is a precinct delegate. Which I'm not exactly sure what you do if you're a precinct delegate. But I guess that's an official title. Has to do with, like, if you're... This might be the guy who, when you vote, and then the precinct votes a certain way, the delegate then takes that that vote and submits it to the party. I don't know. But he is affiliated with the Ottawa County Republican Party. And he went on social media, and this is ugly. He claimed that the Holocaust didn't happen, and he called Adolf Hitler a hero. My God. The local TV station, Fox 17, reached out to the guy. Hey, this is Matt Whitcoast, Fox 17. Did you post that Adolf Hitler was a hero? Yes. So you posted support for Adolf? Yes. And you denied the Holocaust? Yes. He answered yes. Now, county precinct delegates attend local conventions to participate in electing county and state party leadership. Okay. So that he puts a clear description as to what that is. So what happens? Well, it took a minute, but the Republican Party denounced the guy. All right. But I'm not sure if anything's going to happen. Quote, these statements are not only abhorrent and historically false, but also wholly inconsistent with the beliefs and values of the Republican Party in a statement. We honor the memory of the 6 million Jewish men, women, and children who perished in the Holocaust. Hey, don't forget about the Polacks, too, and the Romanians, along with the countless other innocent victims of Nazi tyranny, continue the statement. The Nazi regime represents one of the darkest chapters in human history, and any attempts to glorify its leader or deny its atrocities is an affront to truth and human dignity. Okay? Which is why Adolf, you know, what's his name? Elon Musk doing that deal. That's why everybody got pissed off at that, because they're thinking he did a Nazi salute, which I guess we don't know for sure, but everybody said he does. And I mean, I've said this many, many times. He, in fact, is a Nazi, Elon, but I'm not sure that this was my heart to yours, the Nazi salute. Fox 17 spoke with Anderson. And now he says he's not a Nazi. I'd just like to say I'm not a Nazi. I don't hate anybody. Well, I think that's true. I mean, if he's saying it, yeah, you can say that he's Hitler's a hero, and you can say he's not a Nazi. And he can also say Hitler's a hero, and I don't hate anybody. Sounds like he's splitting hairs, but maybe he's onto something. I mean, not for my taste, but in his own world. He says, and that anyone who would imply such things about myself are woefully misguided. Well, I wouldn't say that, asshole, because you announced that Hitler's a hero. So I don't know how there's any a person being misguided. Woefully misguided. Hang on, I got to sneeze. Mic on. Woefully misguided, making erroneous presumptions about my character. When I discover the truth, I think it is helpful for my community to be made aware of those things. So he is suggesting that what he did is just telling the truth. Wow. What an asshole. I wonder if anybody even knows this guy in like the chat or in the audience. Megan's off to a meeting. Goodbye, miss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hold on a second. You cannot be serious. Tova says he makes erroneous assumptions about everyone. David says, can he be asshole of the day? Chris says, oh, he's just a tell it like it is guy. Bob says he'll run for governor next election. Molly says, WTF. All right. So that's pretty shitty. I mean, I'm glad he did it. I'm always glad when these local assholes do shit like this. When they lose their minds and show their true colors like that. I think we're kind of getting away from that. I don't know. I just have a feeling that since the election when Trump won, you have less and less of the alt-right maniacs losing their minds because their guy won, you know? But when this happens, it's like, Jesus Christ. Like we talked yesterday on Patreon about Josh Shriver, the Michigan state congressperson who is trying to get the state of Michigan to petition the Supreme Court to overturn the national legality of gay marriage. Can you imagine being a lawmaker where, you know, there's about a million and one things you can do to help make your constituents' lives better as you represent them? And what you're focusing on is your brainwashed belief because of your ridiculous religious affiliations. My God. In my opinion, there shouldn't be anybody who's that religious that voices it if they are a representative or a congressman or a senator or a president. That's one of the things that I like about Trump, is that he is not religious. Now, he acts religious. He acts like he knows a thing or two. And to all the idiots, a lot of the idiots who voted for him, who are like the religious cult type, like this guy Shriver, they're so dumb, they believe that Trump is religious. Trump has to appeal to that base to keep their support, I think. But I don't even know if he would even need to do that these days. He could just be Trump. He doesn't have to, hold up a Bible and act like, remember the Trump Bible? Oh, my God. But that is a thing that I like about Trump, that there is a clear separation between church and state, or between politics and religion, because he's not religious, nor is Musk. These people don't give a shit about that. They're fucking animals. And that's who you want. You want someone who's not a brainwashed idiot. I would rather have a stupid narcissist like Trump be in office than have someone who is a religious zealot, in my opinion. I think that of the two evils, the first one is the one you want. You don't want the second one. Appears to be a fight brewing. As Patrick writes, yeah, now we have to deal with the extreme left assholes like Tofus. Both are not fun. See, I would not describe Tofus as neither an asshole or an extremist. Okay? Now, that right there is just a blatant assault by Patrick. And I'm here for it. I am so excited that he would do that, because that means that now we have an escalation. And this type of dynamic sometimes allows for fun discussion on this show. Tofus says, extreme left? I'm extreme because I don't like racist cunts and simps for the rich. I think I know what that means, but the word simps always throws me off. I'm a little too old for that. Patrick says, no, you're just extreme. You're a brainwashed idiot. Oh, my God. Tofus says, oh, do explain. Give me some examples. Chris says, Patrick from the top. Bam! Cole says, we always have to deal with extreme left assholes. It's just now they have no power, so who cares? Well, I agree with that second part, but I don't think there's an extreme left asshole in this entire group. All right. So this guy's probably got a short shelf life when it comes to being a precinct delegate. I'm just giving you fair warning. There is a pretty high chance that this show is going to be a little bit lean today. But before we even think about that, I have to share with you something outstanding that happened last night. Maureen, during the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, she was watching the Michigan State basketball game. This is fucking cool. This is a big game because the Spartans are like one of the better teams in the whole country, and they're in first place in the Big Ten. Maryland's also very good, and they're at home, and it's anybody's game, and it's tied with 7 seconds to go. Maryland has the ball, and they're dribbling up the court to try a last-second shot. Again, it's tied. So the Spartans are like hanging on for dear life. They're hoping to force a miss, and then they can go and get this game into overtime. But this game is not going to overtime. Let's take a look at this shit And if you're listening to the audio podcast, I think you'll be able to figure it out. Maryland has the ball as they dribble it up past half court.
Maryland, they got to go. Gillespie for three. Kohler, no. Holloman looks the clock. Half court for the win.
Oh!
Oh, my goodness! Holloman for Maryland, they got to go.
Great. It couldn't have been more perfect because dude came up way short. And it really kicked the front of the iron so that it sputtered out right to big guy who gave it to other guy who gets a running start and heaves it from nearly three-quarter court. And you heard it go boom. It goes right fucking down.
Gillespie for three.
This guy who's on the bench, who picks up the ball still in the warm-ups, he's my favorite because he just throws it in the air.
My goodness!
Fuck that!
Holloman from...
Oh, that's special. That is spectacular. Holy shit. Oh, man. If you go to Michigan State, you know, it's hard to look past the fact that it's a school shooter-friendly college that supports, you know, terrible behavior by people like Mel Tugger and Larry Nassar. But that makes you feel good. Chris says, I don't get why the Maryland guy shot way too early, LOL. Maureen says, it makes up for Holloman's turnover that gave Maryland the last chance shot. Yeah, nobody cares about that anymore. I didn't even see that. That's fantastic. Maureen says, this coming from a guy who wears a Penn State sweatshirt at times. Yes, you're right. I do. But look, I don't care about Penn State. It's a warm sweatshirt. I wear lots of sweatshirts. Okay? Like I'm wearing a Hope College Dad sweatshirt. Do I support Hope? Well, I guess I do. Yeah, I financially, and I like Hope College, even though they probably want to kick my daughter out because she's gay. No, I don't support Penn State, you idiot. I just wear the gear. I got it free when I visited there. Rich is back. He says the Mel Tugger nickname was the best. Okay, why are you here commenting when you should be getting the timestamp of that Kelly clip? Ladies and gentlemen, get ready Friday for the Parade of Planets. The celestial excitement was sent to me by... I forget who sent me the Parade of Planets, but I appreciate you sending it. All of the planets are going to be in a line, in a row. And you're going to have to wait 400 years to see this again. So when the sun sets, if it's clear, and let's hope it is, you look in the western sky, and in a line across the sky is every planet in our solar system. Now, you won't be able to see all of them at once, because some of them are too faint. But Mercury, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter will be very bright. You might still be able to see Saturn. Let's see. It says Friday Sky Watchers, seven planets, happens once every 500 years. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune lighting up the night sky. Look to the western horizon just after sunset. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn will be visible to the naked eye. You'll need a telescope or high-powered binoculars to see Uranus or Neptune. This is cool. The 2025 Planet Parade. It began back on Tuesday, January 21. So this has been going on for a while, I guess. Fuck, I didn't know that. You mean tell me it's been going on every night since January 21 and I missed the whole goddamn thing? I'm just getting on board now? I probably mentioned it back then and forgot about it. What an idiot. All right. I have Asshole of the Day coming up in mere moments. I need a nominee, please. The Grand Rapids Gold play basketball on Friday. Jackie Moon is wrestling a bear at halftime in a rematch from the 1970s. Go to NBAGrandRapids.com and pick up tickets for the Friday night game. Dollar beer, dollar dogs. So you spend 10 bucks and you're set, man. Fucking A. Dollar beer, dollar dogs. Grand Rapids Gold, NBAGrandRapids.com for tickets. When it comes to health insurance, you can get it through healthcare.gov. If your employer does not offer healthcare, maybe you're in between jobs, or perhaps you're self-employed, you can pick up your healthcare policy through healthcare.gov. And if you do that alone, it's a bit of a pain in the ass. I recommend having Frank Fuss do it for you. Go to buyinsurancehere.com online, and Frank will help you every step of the way, and it's free. Costs you nothing to do this. Buyinsurancehere.com for Frank Fuss. Accounting, tag accounting, do your taxes. Next Tuesday is my day. Go to tagcpa.net. Anywhere in the USA, you can call 616-301-9516. Troy Ginzer will do your taxes for you. 616-301-9516. Chris says, get some friends together. We're going to the bear fight. Asshole of the day, Carl. D-O-T-D. I don't know what D-O-T-D means. Is Tophus. Yeah, Tophus isn't anything. Tophus is Tophus. David says, asshole of the day is Kelly for making Ross move across the country to escape her level of crazy. Yeah, I don't know about that. I can't confirm that. That's all alleged. Rich says that he got the clip. Thank you, Rich. I appreciate that. Thank you for sending that clip along. So when it comes to asshole of the day, what are we going to do here? It's brought to you by our friends at TC Paintball. Well, it's got to be this guy, this Ryan Anderson. That's the local dude who on Facebook, he wrote, Hitler is my hero and that the Holocaust is fake. Where do you... I mean, you're not even giving yourself a chance there. I think one of the things that amazes me the most is when people who are supposed to keep the quiet part quiet don't. And then I love watching them scramble to try to pick up the pieces. Because that's the type of thing that people don't want to be around you, like, at all. Ever. Ryan Anderson, congrats to you. You are the asshole of the day brought to you by TC Paintball. I will regroup, and we will fire it up again for the Patreon bonus podcast. Thank you for being here in this show, on this show with me. I hope it was enjoyable. Sorry that it's a little late. Sometimes that happens. If you ever have a story that you think is interesting that you've read or seen or whatever, please don't hesitate to send it along to me. Eric at ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Holly says, what the fuck? You're leaving already? Yeah, I know. I'm lean on content. I'll talk to you later, folks. See, Molly, if you had the Patreon, you'd have more show later. Okay, folks. Talk to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
At
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.